Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
What is going on? This is JB with another week of your DMV radio show, JB's Lock It In. This is JB, your host, and man, I just wanted to first off start the show off with by saying thank you for everybody that came out and supported the Bad Blood Playoffs. Man, we had a good time. I met a lot of new people. I mean, it was the shootouts was full. I mean, it was action from the start to when we finished. And the thing I got to say, you know, is you know people are hungry when in the shootout they grudge racing. So I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that came and supported me. I mean, you know, one thing about me is, you know, when I first started this, I always said you don't have to be a big name to be a grudge racer. Anybody can be a grudge racer. And, man, I just want to say thank you to all the people that came out and supported me. We had a good time, man. And, you know, with that, you know, I mean, now, you know, I'm moving on. And, you know, there's more stuff coming up for me. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to be giving y'all another date pretty soon that I'm going to be doing. I can tell you this, I'm going to be in Cecil County pretty soon. So, y'all, you know, in August, I will be in Cecil County. So, you know, and we're going to be up there partying. And these upcoming weeks, you know, this Friday, you know, you got Ladies Night at VMP. So, you know, I heard they got some stuff going on at Ladies Night at VMP. Saturday, you got the CK Motorsports Grudge Fest up there in Piedmont. So y'all can go hang out with the CK Motorsports guys. Also Saturday, and, you know, in this area, you can go hang out with Nanu down at Colonial Beach. He got his bike fest down there, and, man, they talking like it's going to be a nice one. So if any, I mean, you got, you know, you got action for everybody, you know. You got, if you're a bike lover or you want to do some bike racing, you can head on down to Colonial Beach, hang out with Custom Tees and Nanu. Or you can, you know, if you want to do a little grudge racing on with the car, or you want to, you know, I think they got indexes and everything. They got something for everybody. You can go hang up with the CK Motorsports guys up there in Piedmont. Also, next week, you got Election Day. It's coming, I mean, it's coming quick, man. You know, next week is Election Day at Capitol. So, I mean, you know, it's stuff coming up so quickly. You know, Election Day next week, the following week, you got the Horsemen, my boys Pete, John White, Kenny Beecham, and, you know, and Gene and friends. They got Seek, Conquer, and Destroy at Colonial Beach on the 21st. And then JB, I don't know who else is heading out, but I'm heading out to ACCO to hang out with my boy Petey Small Block on the 22nd. So, you know, it's plenty of action, plenty of stuff to do. Get in where you fit in, man. It's stuff going on all the time. So if anybody wants to get in, you want to tell me what they're trying to do, which I already have a line that needs to be open. I mean, hopefully, you know, this could be somebody trying to get in for a little grudge action or what. So we're going to check it out. 301-848-4879. It's JB. What's going on?
What's going on, Jay? This is French, mate.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just calling, say what's up, that's all.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. What's going on? I see Ugly is up for sale.
Hey, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, man, I talked to Justin the other day. He was like, yeah, it's up for sale. So, you know, I mean, you know, hey, I feel like this, anything can be for sale because one of my boys from Carolina is building an X275 car and actually got everything, you know, finished. And then next thing I know, big for sale sign, it's on Racing Junk. So, I mean, times are hard. Plus, you know, anybody know everything's for sale for the right amount of money. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's you know, to each his own. And, you know, Justin told me they're going to move on and they're going to do something else. So, you know, it's all good.
Hey. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, that show was cool, man.
Last Saturday.
That was up, man. Good show.
Oh, yeah, man. And now, you know, I didn't even get a chance to get that one over with. And, you know, now it's like, hey, JB, what you doing in August? Well, you know, I ain't really doing that in August. All right, well, you already, you know, you with me. So in August, be looking for the flyers. I will be at Cecil with Scotty G. Me and Scotty G are doing one in Cecil. And, you know, it's looking, so far we got some stuff working. And, you know, we got two locked in, but, you know, he don't want to let the kid. The flyers are coming out pretty soon, and that cat will be let out the bag. But it's looking like it's going to be a nice one, man. I mean, you know, that's going down in August at Cecil. At the end of August. So, I mean, stuff is, you know, that's going on. And then, you know, you got Election Day coming up at Capitol. You got Horsemen. Yeah, you got the Horsemen the 21st. I'm heading to ACCO the 22nd. And, man, it looked like I could be in the World Grudge Nationals for the 4th. So, I mean, you know, and then, I mean, everything's going on. Man, the grudge game, man, and, I mean, it's just getting to the point now. Like, I was listening to a show the other day, grudge racing is becoming a sport. And it's true. I mean, grudge racing is truly becoming a sport. And, you know, I mean, I just got to say thanks to all y'all, man, just like you. You came out and supported me. So, you know, all y'all came and supported me. Now, you know, my promoter wants to give me a couple more, so I'm going to take it and go with it. So that's how it goes.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. That's it. I mean, drag racing. So.
Yeah, so what I hear, do you got something? Is the Ghost locked in with somebody or supposed to be doing something with somebody? I saw a post on Facebook. It was like the Ghost versus somebody. I didn't get the other car, but I know there's only one Ghost in the DMV, so.
This must have been a minute ago, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was this week or last week. Something about the Ghost versus somebody at Warm Wheels.
No, I don't know. Somebody must have posted something because I ain't even on the page like that. So.
Okay, yeah.
Out, so. When they come out, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah, I hear that, man. I know one thing, like I said, y'all boys, one thing, you know, them Gray boys, I got to give it, and that's what I got to say, that goddamn Jason Gray, one reason, you know, right now, I mean, I've been, you know, I keep up with everything for, you know, because I got to send it in because we got the banquet coming up at the end of the year, the big one in Georgia, and right now, I mean, Jason Gray, I mean, he done taken, you know, two or three losses here and there, but he also, you know, done busted a couple of asses, you know, here and there, so the man races every damn week. So, I mean, you know, he looking like a strong candidate for Grudge Race of the Year.
I mean, I look at it like this. I mean, there's nobody that's undefeated in racing.
No, you know.
Unless you run one time and never get somebody to run back, that's the only way you can be undefeated.
Well, see, me and you, I see it like this. A lot of people say, you know, oh, this person can be the Grudge Race of the Year because they run for so much money and they 4-0. Well, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to put it straight out there. If somebody got a problem with it, sorry, but this is how I see it. If a man is 4-0 and a man across from him is 10-2 or 10-3, I'm going to go, truthfully, I'm going to look at that man that's 10-3 and I'm going to be like, damn, that man ran 13 times. This other guy ran 4. So, you know, and then this is what people come up with now. This is the thing. Oh, well, he ain't want to run for no money. He ain't want to run for no money. $1,000 ain't no money. And I understand. See, one thing I can understand. If there's
I
five
look at it like this. And this, they can take it how they want. If you're walking down the street and you see a $5 bill on the ground, are you going to leave it there or you going to grab it?
I rest
my case. I don't give a fuck if it's a dollar or not. You're going to pick it up no matter what it is. So when it comes to that, oh, that's one for $90,000. I mean, come on, man. Be realistic.
Yeah. That's, you know, everybody's got their thing, man. And, you know, it kills me.
I mean, I ain't
know.
Knocking it. If you got it, I mean, you got it. But a lot of
people,
they try to buy races.
Oh, yeah. Some people. And you know what the thing now is, man, it's people stipping stuff down to the point where now it's going to go down to what valve spring you run. I'm telling you, man.
Nah, it's
going to
go past that.
Man,
it's going to go past what color your car is.
Yeah, and it is. And that's just
being. I said that a while back. Did I not say that a while back? I said that a while back. It's like you say, it's getting dumb. Like, you're stepping over what? Like, if you put 29 or 28s on your car, let's say 28s. You put 28-inch tires on your car, right? And your car works like that. It's working perfectly. And you know the other man is on 29, and his car is working perfectly on 29. Why are you trying to handicap a man? I mean, isn't the whole objective to beat him while he's at his best?
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
You
definitely
know what
I'm
saying? Like, and it's no different in 28 and 20-inch, 29-inch tires. Like, seriously. I can see if you're talking about 33 by 14s versus 29 by 9-inch. Now, that's a huge difference.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of the truth. This is what it's all about. When you talk about the small tire game, a 28 now and a 29 basically, I mean, that's kind of going to be to the point now, 28, 275, and a 29, they basically going to throw them in the same category. And that's just how it is. But now you got people, why I can't get in? I understand some people, you know, don't fit in some classes. Some people don't do this. Some people don't do that. Some people got wheelie balls. everybody got a stip to their car, you know, and you can't be mad if somebody come to you and say, hey, I ain't pulling my wheelie bars off, let's go. Well, if the other guy say, hey, man, it's grudge racing, I don't run unless you, they ain't agreeing on it. So if they don't agree, it's not that one person's.
I agree 100% with you saying.
Yeah, if two people, if two people really can't work out a race between their car, they really, truthfully, they didn't want to race. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and another thing, I got, man, French, this, and this is no shit. I got a call because the boys put up a nice video for the Bad Blood, and I got a call, and somebody said, man, that little blue deuce and that little orange deuce in your video, them bitches riding. I say, yeah. He said that blue one and that orange one kind of remind me of street cars. I said, well, you know, both of them, I know the blue one was hell in the street in Maryland. So, I mean, I know that for a fact. And Jimmy, I can honestly say, Jimmy Riddle, he used to own that car a long time ago. So, I mean, these cars aren't no, you know, they're not full-out race cars. They ain't no one seat, you know, with a Lexan, well, aluminum dash and nothing like that. So them two, you know, them two cars right now are catching a lot of, you know, they're catching a lot of buzz because them two bitches are getting down. I got to give them credit.
Can I say something? Those are what you call stock suspension cars. To clear that up in everybody's mind with the stock suspension, those are what you call true stock suspension cars. Right or wrong?
You're right, because I'm going to tell you, you look up...
It's a lot of tube chassis cars out here that's claiming to be stock suspension, which is, I don't see it. But those are stock suspension.
Yeah, I got to give them credit, man. I got to give them credit. Them two got Jimmy Riddle, little butt, Carlton Thornton, I got to give him respect. The boy, that little young gun right there, man, I'm telling you, he, you know... I got to respect him, man, because the boy, one thing he can drive, two, and if that G-body, I'm going to tell you, when she right, you can tell when she right because she squat just that one side. She get that, she picks it both up, but that right dips down a little bit, and when she drop that side, she gone. And I'm going to tell you she work. And, I mean, you know, big ups to all them guys, you know, Dwayne with the slut, Cubby with drive-by, you know, Justin in the Fox camp, with Ugly, I mean, Sean Murphy with the bullet, you know what I'm saying, just butt with the Duke, with the Blue Streak, Jimmy Riddle with the, you know, with the Riddler, Eddie Toman with, you know, his car, you got Chad with Dirty Harry, it was plenty of them, I mean, and they, you know, I got to give them credit, you know, it was just a nice shootout, and there won't nobody, and one thing I can say, there was nobody in the shootout that was that much, like, you know, there won't no pure gaps
in the race.
Like, I'm just at the tree about to leave, and this man at the 660 clearing it out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it won't no, damn, yo, he drove away. It won't no, Cut couldn't get on the mic. He drove away with him, y'all. He drove, you know, he couldn't do that. He could, because, I mean, it was so good, and, I mean, it just, you know, I loved it, man, because, I mean, you know, that's for the first one to take off and to fill both classes, I'm okay with that. So, like I told Jay and I told John, and we talked with, you know, Cold Killer and this person, and, you know, we talked with David Floyd and everybody. You know, you got to start somewhere, man. And I'm happy, you know. I'm happy. I'm good.
Right. Hey, JB.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, I'm telling you, man. I've been trying to tell folks that heads up shit is where it's at, man.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong, grudge is fine because it's pretty much the same. We could have put money on, you know, on the line between these races. But the heads up stuff like that is fun, man. I mean, it's, you know, yeah,
it
you
is.
Are going to run into those cars that just fucking outclass the field. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
With the steps y'all put on it, only problem that I had with the steps was with the if you let them run a 29.10.5W, but then again, you know what, you might have did right by that because it's a lot of super, super, super fast cars on 315s. So that,
oh,
that
well,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I had a call. See, we got people that trying to get in at different Bad Bloods. Like, the one in Jakes and the one in this and that. And a guy called the other day and was like, you know, I'm on 315s with a 5'3". And, I mean, y'all know, if you know what he's saying, basically he got 800-plus inches, and, you know, he's sitting on a 315, and he ain't stock suspension, but he's stock front. So,
and the bad
know,
part about it, he could put a 275 on there and hook it.
Yeah, and dead hook
you know?
It. I mean, dead hook it. So
I really think they should have a separate category. Like, they should have, they should start a new class, extreme stock suspension, which they some kind of call, but, like, Rambo and Candy Crusher and that Mustang Hancock, all them, those are, they say that stock, but it's not, they should just have their own category. I mean, because when you run somebody that's truly stock suspension, like, you know what I'm saying, one of them that's out there, it's really it's not even that.
Yeah, it ain't none of it even, though, for real. I mean, for real, it you know, what I liked about that race, I hurt my motor in that race. All right, I pulled it apart, everything, you know, it broke, you know what I mean, but it's going back together right now as we speak. But the thing about it is, you know, none of it is really fair, because if the cars, you know, when it's time to go down the track, man, anything can happen, man. It ain't no guaranteed winner, you know, by them throwing it at different tracks like you're throwing it at, you know, you got people that run at certain tracks that got their cars set up to run at certain tracks. Honestly, this is the first time I ran my car at Colonia Beach on a drag radio, you know. And it worked out better than what I thought it was. I mean, I thought for sure we were going to be blowing the tires off just like I did Friday night. But, shit, I had my best 60-foot, best ET and everything there that day.
Man, I'm going to tell you I got a call, and, you know, Jay will tell you. Jay was like, hey, man, that little black car y'all called a slut. I said, yeah. He said, that nitrous car? I said, no, it's on motor. He said, man, that thing leave right good and stay straight down, because the boy, I got to give him credit. Stevie Mo Vaughn and Justin Christian put up some nice videos of both classes, and, man, everybody is checking them out, and, you know, they're getting the buzz because, you know, your car being an all-motor car, and that little butt with that little blue dude, and Jimmy Riddle, and, you know, Cubby, and Marvin, and all, everybody getting that buzz because, you know, these are true no-time grudge cars, but they're in a shootout, and it look, I mean, you know, I had to tell the guy to, well, I can go ahead and tell you, Dwayne, and tell everybody. I'm working with Curtis at the track. We probably going to add a stock suspension grudge shootout for King of the Beach.
Boy, that'd be good, because, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. The grudge racing part, you know, I mean, it ain't no surprise. I'm kind of tired of that. You know, what really gets me going is I will lock in and I will grudge race somebody, but I like that heads-up shit, man. I'm going to tell you. That's the closest thing we get to actually class racing without putting our numbers up on the board. You know what I mean?
And I understand. That's
a lot of
know.
People don't like class racing, but I'm gonna tell you something. What I like, I mean, that's just like you know, it ain't no secret. I do foreign versus domestic, and I do drag man, and I let my time go up on the board. But on the same token, I like the grudge part. That's my only withdrawals about doing those races like that. Drag mania and stuff like that, because your number do go up on the board, you know. But that's where the different tunes can come in, where you can tune just for that, you know. If you got to go on kill, then you got to go on kill. But, you know, it's just the tunes you make, you know. But I'm going to tell you, that class stuff like we did the other day, that's what I'm used to doing. I love it. I'm going to tell you why, because, you know, it ain't a heavyweight. Yeah, everybody's a heavyweight until it's time to go to that tree. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because anything can happen, you know. I mean, it ain't got to be, you know, the car might not run the number, you know.
Yeah.
Anything, man.
That's
and it
true,
evens
man.
The playing field.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you, and I got to give him respect. And a good guy, man. Marvin, a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
A lot of people, and I'm going to say it to a lot of people, because I know plenty of people were saying it, because I was hearing it. Everybody, Marvin Carter can't drive his own car. Marvin drove that car. I'm going to tell you right now, Marvin had that damn G-body looking like a goddamn Cadillac driving it down Colonial Beach. I mean,
man,
I'm
going to tell you.
Yeah.
You done heard me say it before, but I knew that Marvin can drive. See, what people don't understand about Marvin, you remember when Bo had that blue Nova?
Yeah.
Marvin used to drive that for Clarence. See, Marvin, hey. Marvin been around for a long time, man. And Marvin, like I say, Marvin is a damn good driver, man. You know, it's just the fact that I don't blame him. He had when he was getting his car, when he was getting his car tuned in. Yeah, he let the man that work on it drive it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But shoot, he got in there, and I was one of the ones that told him to get in it. I was like, Marvin, if you drive it, you know, we got action. But I mean, me and him both was just so surprised that, you know, the drag radio cars pretty much dominated up there. You know.
It did. They did.
I'm gonna tell you.
That radio was dead. It was dead nuts out the gate. And like I said, I got John sent me a hell of a picture of Carlton's car leaving out on that radio. And I'm gonna tell you, that thing was dead hooking and rolling that G body out. So
I'm gonna tell you something, man. I mean, you know me. I don't really care about the time. I had a 1/16 foot there.
That bitch was
on an old set of drag radios. I mean, I ain't buy them brand new. They ain't even got marks on them. Old drag radios.
That bitch would move. I'm going to tell you what. She was moving out because, you know, that and see, that's where people get, you know, stuff messed up because the first thing, you know, I heard, and see, somebody, you know, said, they posted it on Facebook. I forgot when I posted, you know, Bad Blood going on. Oh, well, you know, they going to Colonial Beach. They going to slide all down the track. They going to do this. They ain't going to hook. They, you know, that track was terrible Friday. Well, people got to understand, the track was totally different from Friday night to Saturday night. Somebody even called me and told me, I think the Disco Nova car ran Friday. And he told me it was a totally different track there from Friday to Saturday. So that's just, I mean, you know, to each his own, and people going to say what they're going to say because, they, you know, it's, oh, well, he ain't going to do this. He ain't going to fill the field. He ain't going to, man, I had, you know what, I'm kind of glad I didn't have those big, big names and, oh, yeah, you got Tony down there. You got, because, you know, the small guys and the other guys, you know, basically everybody counts Grudge Race. And I don't care who it is. It can be dude that came there, you know. I tell you what, I didn't know that little blue deuce. I knew the car because he run it at Maryland sometime, but you know he just play around to the court and stuff. I mean, just street, you know, basically doing like the street testing tune. That bitch really get dizzy.
You see what I told Buck on Facebook? He's famous now. The blue street, what is blue street?
Yeah, that's...
And he was up there Friday night with me, and both of us were spinning all up and down the track and shit, you know. But, like I told him, it don't take but one race, man. One race. And I mean, that means one Grudge Race to put your name out there.
Well,
you have people walking up to you thinking that, you know, you've been winning for years, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I'm glad of it because me and his dad talked a long time. His dad was telling me, his dad was like, well, I just want to put Buck under, you know, he called him Michael. He said, I want to put Mike under pressure behind the wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he put him under pressure, and he did what a man supposed to do, you know?
Well, see, that's the thing. I was talking to Sean, and I was talking to Big Mike and all of them, and they said, JB, that car right there used to be called the Original Gangster. He was like, that car used to bust ass in the street. It won't know. He was like, that car right there, them boys used to race till 3-4 in the morning. He would be busting ass on the street. I was like, well, you can tell too how the way that thing, when she leave, I mean, that car pick it up and drag it out that way, sit it down, and then she getting busy. I think.
Oh yeah. I mean, all them cars, man. I mean, everybody's put on a Maurice. I mean, everybody put on a good show up there.
I'm gonna tell you right now, sleep. I won't sleep him, but Maurice, I'm going to tell you right now, Maurice and, Bernardo, that was a good guy during pass.
That was a tight run.
Yeah, and then,
I mean, all of them, that's like when Marvin ran Cubby, that was a good run. That was a good run.
Yeah, I mean, and even Eddie and, Leonardo?
Yeah.
That little thing Eddie got was getting on down there, man.
Old Big Bird was getting down.
Goddamn right. Them bitch was leaving that
Big Bird twisted ball up in the knot and went away from that, boy.
Yeah. I told Eddie, that bitch leaving on out there. He said, man, ain't bad for a non-stroke 400. I said, shell no.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you, I had a good time. I wanted to get back. I was hoping I'd be back together by Election Day. Man, I might come to Election Day, and I might bring my other car up there, man. But, you know, just right now, it's hard to go to that other car, man, when I just got the slut tuned in like I wanted, you know?
Yeah, she good, too. I'm going to tell you, the way you got her sitting on that 275, you can tell she's sitting to the point now where it ain't no bullshit. When she get
out
there,
and
then
look. You know, like I told people, a couple guys told me, said, well, you got your ass whooped. You know what I told them? I said, well, you know what? I don't feel bad. Because, I mean, I got a 9.8 short deck motor. And honestly, I got a 329 gear in the car. You know what I mean? Own motor. So, I mean, I'm happy with it, man. I mean, the car does what it do. And the car, to me, is doing what it do. Now, when I come back out, it's going to be a whole lot different. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
JB, the thing that bothers me about the car is when I bring the car to the track, you know, I see, yeah, anybody can say that car haul ass. But I'm just not happy with the appearance of the car, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So while I got it down now, I'm gonna make the slut. I'm gonna turn the as Mark Jones told me, say, man, I'm gonna turn the slut into a lady, man. I'm gonna turn the slut into a lady. I mean, I may as well go ahead, because I mean, safety is key, man, and I'm just going to update a lot of things that I've been not looking at. You know, I just don't pay any mind to, you know. I'm going to make the car a lot safer.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you know, that's all good. Because, I mean, the car is showing you that she getting there. She getting busy.
Yeah.
Ain't no bullshit because she getting busy. Shit, all motor, big block, that bitch getting busy. And, you know, I still hear every once in a while I'll get that message from Popeye and stuff. And I said, I know before this year or next year or something, them two cars gonna meet. Ain't like either one of y'all ducking. It's just that, you know, your schedule might be working out, you know, coinciding with his, and then y'all ain't at the same track at the same time. So, I mean, I know that's gonna be a race that's gonna take place. You know, one day is, you know.
He called me yesterday. He looking for Money Mike.
Yeah, and see, who is that? That's what I need to know. Who is that?
You know who Money Mike is, man. Mike from Shakedown.
With the green Camaro.
With the high top fade.
Yeah, with the Camaro.
Yeah, with the green Camaro.
Yeah. Oh, that.
He's looking for him, and Mike been going back and forth, and he said something about, was he from New Jersey? I don't know no Money Mike. Only Money Mike I know is from Shakedown. He said, yeah, the guy from Shakedown. So he's trying to run it because, you know, Mike is all motor, too.
Yeah, Mike got a nice little all motor small block, man. I was wondering who he was talking about. I said, well, I don't know who Money Mike is because, see, there was a dude on here, Dwayne, a couple months ago that they called Money Mike, a little young cat. And I don't know what car he got because I asked the boys because that was the night that a guy named Money Mike got on here and he kept saying stuff like, a set of lips will run anything, you know.
A set of lips will say anything.
Yeah, just like Big Head Kenny, but it won't Kenny because I know Kenny. So I was like, well, who is this dude? And he kept saying, you know, keep talking mouth. And he said his name was Money Mike. So
you know who
like,
that was? You know who I was on there that night? You know who that was, right?
Who?
That was ISS. What is his name? Rodney Curry, Rondell Curry.
Oh yeah, Rondell.
Rondell, yeah, that was who that was that night that was saying that. You remember the same night they got on, the guy got on there saying Money Mike. That was Meek got on there saying he was Money Mike too. You remember?
That's who that was. I was wondering when he called me, because now Pro Stock Joe called me. He said, "Hey JB, I need to know who Money Mike is." I said, "Well, you know, Money Mike could be anybody, but if, you know, I don't know who it is. But now that you said it might be Mike from Shakedown, you know, I understand because both of them, you know, I know."
Yeah,
because
he said that the guy had a 69 Camaro.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's where I'm getting it. That's where I put two and two together, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like I said, that Camaro getting off too now. That Camaro riding right good.
God damn right. I saw her. I saw that old girl leave out the other day, and she was gone from now.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Look, Dwayne, I think there's somebody on here to talk to you right now. You know who it is. I'm going to read the number, 484-832-2153, and you know he's looking for your boy.
I can't find him. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find this character.
I just talked to him, Joe. I just talked to him about an hour ago.
Yeah, where's he at? Is he on a satellite phone in North Korea?
Where you think he at, Guatemala? He got to be on a satellite phone. Where he at, Guatemala?
Yeah, somewhere. God.
Nah, he kind of looking for you. He just got a few things that he going through. Hello?
Yeah, he there. He's still there.
Weave it.
Yeah, he ain't looking for me. I guarantee that.
Hey, Weeby on the line?
No, Weeby ain't on here.
Oh, okay.
Nah, yeah, I thought I heard Joe and Running Bell on the line. I think Running Bell.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Weeby. But no, nah, he got some things that he doing right. He's making a few changes and stuff like that with his transmissions and stuff. But
I'm 100 hours invested in that transmission now. Just so you know.
You said you're $100 invested in it.
Absolutely. I keep that DP, so I'm invested now.
Shit, you lucky you just 100. We've been probably about 3,500 invested in that train. I mean, just tail shaft.
Hey, I'm dying to raise him. Every time I show up, he goes hiding.
Yeah,
his eyes roll in the back of his head. He gets all nervous. He breaks out in the cold sweat. Every time I'm at the track with my car, he starts sweating, getting in the cold sweat. The only one, I was in the lane right next to him. He could have did it right then and there.
Yeah, but y'all wouldn't have got a race done that day because you just trained me, you broke a tail shaft.
I don't know, JB. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no bull jive. I mean, he had a broke tail shaft. I mean, he broke one the night before when he ran Marvin. And
yeah,
he had like four of them with him, four spares with him. So he finally addressed that problem, you know what I mean? So I guess he'd be just like anybody else. You know, he got that race down in Outer Banks. What is it, Outer Banks?
Yeah.
And he told me today he was gonna try to. He said he was gonna see what happened, but he was gonna try to get up there.
I offered to pay his DP for that race. I will buy him out of that race just to get on the ACCO, Petey's race. All the DMVs coming, you might as well support.
Man, I want to come so bad, man. I'm hoping.
Hey, Joe, I might know somebody. The person that lost the Weeby at VMP, Marvin, might just be willing to come up there and do something with you. I know Marvin's coming with that G-Bag.
What's that? The one he raced the week before MIR?
Yep. White G-Bag.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I'm all cool about racing someone, but I just want Weeby bad, like real bad.
Well, look, you about to get him. Hold on. Here we go. 757-218-7777. And he on a thing of muscle milk.
What's
he's
going on?
He's on a satellite phone hidden. He's hidden in some rehab somewhere.
Hey, look, I might even have somebody else on here for you tonight, Joe. I'm going to read this number, and I guarantee you it's probably somebody that you called a butler. 336-260-6800.
This is number one star of Grudge right here right now. I'm at the track, and I'm finna shake this bad motherfucker down, and I'm coming to the echo on the 22nd. And I'm going to kill that weak bitch on the other end of the phone.
Listen, that's not me. You got to go to the mistress. That's fine. But
man, I'm going to kill that motherfucker, man. And I'm going to kill you too. You won't run no more. I done killed you.
I'll run you. I'll give you respect for locking in and coming. I'll give you that. But Weeby's the reason I'm on here.
Motherfucker, I'll run him and you. I'll run him, you, the mistress. God damn it, I'm coming to Axel that day and I'm going to take over that song, but you can believe that.
Oh, just come together.
I'm coming in there. I'm at the track right now. I'm going to fire this song, bitch, up, so I'm going to have to get off here shortly. But let me tell you something. I'm coming to Axel that day solo, and I'm coming to take over the DMV up north. I'm coming to take over the bitch. I'm going to destroy that song, bitch, when I leave out there.
Okay, I'll just bring a pocketbook full of money.
Oh, that's already full. I'm going to bring that same money that I won off you down there in Fayetteville that same night and see if you can get it back.
That's baby money. You're going to bring money.
Right,
real money.
Right, but I'm going to add some more to it because you're going to bet on the gap, ain't you?
Right.
You're
going to
gap us, ain't you?
Absolutely.
How much you want to bet on the gap? You want to bet $1,000 on the gap?
We'll talk that day.
You goddamn right. Don't lose in thought.
Oh, we won't. There'll definitely be a gap. There'll be space. There'll be lots of space.
It's going
to
be a gap, though. It's going to be a gap. I'm going to blow your motherfucking ass out.
There's
going
to be so much space.
And then I'm going to ask you, do you want to buy this fast bitch?
I wouldn't want to buy that.
You will after I fuck you up.
I wouldn't want to buy that. Well, you know, the mistress is for sale, though.
Well, shit, we don't want that slow something. Yeah, they ain't fast now. I know we don't want to buy that. That's something. Hey, y'all ought to get that something to us.
It only took you 6 months to lock in.
Man, bitch, I've been waiting on you for 2 years, and you ain't never been back.
I was there. I want to fry the fish on the other side of the phone. Weezy, I don't care about you.
Oh. All right, well, I just want to get on here and let you know. Don't worry about Weezy. Worry about this motherfucking bad storm.
I'm not worried about anybody.
All right, I'm finna fire this motherfucker up now. I'm finna fire it up. I'm gonna let you go now. But I'm gonna let you hear it though.
Back.
I'm gonna let you hear it before I let you go. So just hold on.
You hear? The sound of his voice gets me boiled. Ask me if he has his voice up on.
Here.
Hey, you got your white gloves on while you're sitting there firing it up.
Another.
He go. Hold on. 804-472-2364. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
What's going on, JB? It's Pete. What's going on, man?
Man, that guy there, Josh, man, the boys at Piedmont tonight, I think. And that bitch, he howled life, so you know he talking that shit.
I'm going to tell you to make sure you save the money for us because we're going to be in Agco looking for one. So. All
right. Yeah, I just finished talking. I'm trying to get some other action going on up there. We trying to, some boys from Georgia trying to come up. So I ain't going to put, you know, I ain't going to put it out there yet until we can get that action locked in.
The pink and a blue car can have plenty of action. So one side just shows up.
But, you know, that bass don't seem like he's trying to duck us from the 21st, but you don't know if we're coming to the 22nd looking for his ass, so he ain't going to get away that easy.
Hey, I'm up here.
It's okay.
So what's going on, Pete?
Ain't nothing. I see Josh ducking. He ducked the 21st, so right. We can go to 22nd and track his ass down.
God damn, Pete. Yeah, so y'all going to bust up Josh and the mistress, or y'all going just for the one?
We're going for Josh first, and then after that we do what we got to do, but his ass ain't getting away that easy. If he come up north, he ain't getting away with those seeing us.
Dang.
Weeby, what's your deposit on the 21st?
Weeby got off.
Oh, my God. This guy. I tell you, dude. Saturday phone went out.
Hey, JB, you notice he talk a lot about his about the 21st. He don't say nothing, so I ain't going to say no more about that, but I will see his ass on the 22nd, so.
Yeah,
all that mouth will come to a head, I promise you.
I hear that. God, there. Hey, yo.
Oh,
he
Josh.
Yeah, he's talking. I think I know they locked in. How much they locked in for Joe? I know you. How much is Josh and the mistress locked in on?
You know what? I forget. I think it's 5 or 25.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
JB, you hear something on the phone?
Yeah, somebody got a cell phone or something going on.
I hear a bunch of air.
I thought it was this bad storm, a quiet storm running.
Hold on, we got. Let me see. I don't know who it is, but somebody gonna have to mute that window. But 804-721-8042. Up, they got off, so they must didn't mean to push it. Maybe that was them, so.
Hey, Pete.
Yes, sir.
The other day,
Facebook when you told me my mic was open. Who was that guy talking that shit?
That's Top Notch. That's the one that you beat down at Dinwiddie.
Oh shit, he don't want no more.
Yeah, he can't be Saturday. He beat Dirty Harry Saturday, so I guess he's feeling himself, I guess.
So what
are
you trying to say? He want running back again, I guess.
No, he made a statement that I won't shit.
Oh, well,
he wanted me to come back to his level on and put some 28 on my thousand.
Well, JB, I talked to him at your race because I guess somebody else got a race on the 21st somewhere. And the guy was trying to get him to run the headliner. So I told him, I said, well, we can't run your digger. We got to race the same day. But if he want to come to our race, we'll damn sure oblige his ass if that's what he want to do.
Yeah, I tell you what's going on, Pete. June 21st, what's his name? Pro Stock. Brock is doing something. Brock is doing something out of bounds.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. Because he says I'm running, so I let him know that he could get a run. It couldn't be a bunch right now that day, but you know, if he really wanted to do something, hey, we can set it up.
Hey, look, whoever playing a video game or something,
we'll
have to mute that mic.
That's me.
But yeah, hey, Pete, I know Top Notch, you know, I know Josh and them. Top Notch is being called out by a few, so I don't know what he going to do, but I know 21st, he's supposed to be running somebody up in Carolina, but, you know, we were...
He had said that the guy wanted him to run us, but I know I told him sad. I said, well, you can't run us 21st because we can't be at two places at one time, so that race can't happen, so I don't know who he's going to run.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand. I mean, you know, he talked like, because he told me, he said, man, I like Colonial Beach. I'm coming back. I said, well, come on back 21st, and, you know, you can get some action. I'll find you somebody. I said, you know, if you don't want to run, I said, man, I got somebody else that coming down, small block one gun. I mean, and I know he'll be tested by then. Oh, well, I ain't, you know. I might, but I think he already, you know, I can understand. I think he already committed to Brock, so he ain't trying to, you know.
Yeah. I ain't knocking that yet. You know, he just told me that I guess Brock had said something to him about running the headliner, so that's what he was looking to do on the 21st, but I told him, I said, well, that can't happen, not that day, you know. So I don't know who he going to run, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I understand, man. So,
one thing about us, you know, we're going to find some action. We got Nardo and all them guys, so we're going to find something to do. There ain't no question.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be action now, so you ain't
got
to worry about that.
Maybe I got to run the
headline. Okay, you can get that, too. You ain't got to take nothing off. All you got to do is get up. Huh?
One gun to one gun?
Nah, I ain't going to do all that. You got what you got, we got what we got. Let's go.
I tell you what, let me use one and give me the back tire of it.
Oh, come on, run it back. Come on, man.
running back got to try something, I guess you said. Fuck it.
You got three advantages. Come on, man. Let's go head out. Let's get it on.
How can I get to do it too? What's the main advantage?
Number one, you ain't started spinning. Number two, you got bigger tires. Number three, you got willow ball. So, hey, let's go.
Oh, hell, anything. Let me get past. I'm going out Friday night, and I'm going to test my car up at Lady. And then I'm going up. If the car runs good, I'm going out to bust hell yeah in his ass again. And then
you Dr. Bullet. We're going to be ready if we take a little longer than what we thought, but we were planning on coming out and doing it Friday, bust your ass anyway, but I guess we're not going to make it, so. So you already dodged one bullet. Who's coming out to get your ass? We're going to slide in there and jump right on you.
I'm the man to get the car. I ain't going to run from you.
Oh, look, ain't nothing but a race, man. It's something to do. So, hey, it's all in fun. We ain't trying to buy the race. We ain't trying to step ourselves out the race. We just want to race somebody once we get it back together. That's all.
All right. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I can get with that. Yeah. I want to tangle with that headliner anyway.
Well, I honestly feel, ever since you and the headliner keep running each other, I figure once we get it back, we'll bust both of y'all in the ass for real. I might be wrong, but if I take my chance, I think we'll bust both of y'all in the ass head up.
God
bust who?
Damn.
You and Hell, you in the ass head up.
Who?
You and Hell, yeah, both of y'all. As long as y'all keep running, I think we'll bust both of y'all in the ass. Or get bust in the ass, whatever. One or two.
If you're on two stages, you might just, you know, but you know what? I really don't think so. If by the time me and the headliner get together, I have two guns too.
Well, everybody, you actually take me one also.
Yeah. If I don't have two guns by then, the hell with it. We'll still line them.
So Pete, you gonna unveil your car again the 21st, or what you gonna do?
No, I won't be ready, JB. You see what I'm doing? I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
JB.
I'm in transition to do something stinking to the asses when I come back.
JB.
Yo.
You better not come that motherfucker out.
God.
Hey, running back, when he come back, go man, you the forward thing from my mind. I ain't over none of y'all small blocks when I come back out. I got two of them talking shit to me, but I'm going to run them. We're going to find out. But I don't think they're going to do nothing.
See, you better bring that bitch back up. That is you. You better wait a year. You better bring home that 2015, and we will let these small blocks let you go.
Now, it'll be in 2014. Let me get everything mounted and set in place, and y'all can get what y'all looking for.
Hey, Pete, that Nova y'all were building, what happened to it? Is that the one the boy G-Man got?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Y'all sold it?
Yeah, they bought that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice, man. That car, I saw it the other day. That's a nice car there, a car he got.
Yeah, he got a nice car there, man. That's not a bad car at all.
Yo, I looked at it, I was like, damn, he got a nice car.
But for running back, if you feel good the 20th for the 21st, even then you feel good, just let me know. He's going to get this on.
I'll let you know. Let me take my father up to my top rating shit for him. My top rating for him.
I got you.
I'll let you know something. I'm going to let everybody. Matter of fact, just as soon as I make a good pass last night, I'm calling Monster. And I'm locking here real right now.
I got you. Well, JB, I hear y'all talking about this shootout thing. Somebody that buy down on the 21st, man, you know we giving that free money away. So I'd like to see a lot of guys come out and try to get it if they could.
Yeah, but that shootout y'all having is, y'all ain't even getting a wheel ball, though.
Yeah. No Willie Ball. Well, running back, you can go over there and get a provisional shootout if you want. They said they don't care nothing but you over there.
You know what?
With the big blocks, with the provisional here, they said they don't care nothing but y'all small blocks. So.
Okay, well, I'm bringing the Sea Brother with me when I come, man.
I'm sure they still to go.
Okay.
Y'all say y'all want to dance with the big block provisional here, so they said y'all come on over there. If they ain't got a problem, we ain't got a problem, so.
Okay. I don't mind going over there and playing with them boys, knowing that I'm going to take a ass whipping. I don't mind.
Well, you might get lucky and win it. First card might always win, and the person you think gonna win don't always win. So it's anybody's race. I mean, we saw that last Saturday. Whoever thought that them two draw radio cars would be doing what they're doing. But hey, I tip my hat to them. Both of them cars was real impressive, man.
goddamn right.
Especially Marvin. I see Marvin driving. I was talking to him. Man, my homeboy dropped the tilt steering wheel on me, JB. Put the window up, and put the tilt wheel on me. I said, look at this.
Yeah,
man, I got tilt steering wheel.
Hey, Pete, we got some out of state in here. 601-643-5682. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Joe down in Western Mississippi. How you doing?
What's going on?
Nah, nothing much. Listen, I got a nephew that's got a 88 model hatchback Mustang.
All right.
It's got a true 5.0. It's got a aluminum head. And I think it's about a 4,000 stall in it. And with a 150 shot of nitrous. And the car's got roll cage, full interior, electric windows, and I mean the car's in mint condition. He's asking $6,000 for it.
Okay, you want me to put the word out for you?
I wish you would. It's a street legal car now. It'll run. It's got a fuel cell in the trunk, but it'll run in the low tens.
Don't call that no number.
Huh?
Don't call out no number.
Don't call out no numbers. You mean time-wise?
Yeah. Send a picture to JB. He'll put it on the internet.
Yeah. Hey, I think this is. Is this you, 601-643-5682?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to lock your number in, and then because I got somebody truthfully looking for a street car. If it's nice enough and what he wants, then I know he'll jump on it, especially if it's a 5-speed or
No, it's automatic. It's got a race transmission in it.
Okay, well let me lock this number in because I gotta call him tomorrow because he's looking for one and I don't think he mind traveling, but he just want a good little street car.
Well, this little car, let me tell you something. It's got the MSD system on it, and you know a lot of cars. This boy Bill, he's a diesel mechanic. Works offshore. Works for Transocean. And something else besides a diesel mechanic. He does something else. He makes big bucks, about a $500,000 a year. He has his car. I mean, you know, a lot of people you see have nitrous on their car. Some of them pop and sputter and spit. This car don't do none of that.
Okay.
And he's outrun several of these, what are them little stroker motors and what, 340 something motors?
Oh, yeah, 347. I know what you're talking about.
347s. And he ran his own motor, some guy from Hazelhurst, Mississippi, not too far from here. He has a 347, and he had it on nitrous. He come down and look at it, but he couldn't come up with the money. I mean, this guy don't need to sell the car, but he don't use it, you see.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a clean, it's green, and it's a factory color, and it's probably got a little bit bigger hood than what you would have on one. It's got that cow induction hood, but I think it's about a 4 or 5 inch hood.
Yeah, I might have to. What I'm gonna do is because this show goes off at 10, and I can't text you or call you now because you know the phone is. I got the cell phone tied in, but I got your number tied into my phone.
Okay.
And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna post it on the page because we got plenty of guys that are down in Mississippi that are part of the DMV page. And I got.
Well, I tell you what, he went out to little track. What is it called, Lucas?
Yeah, I know where he is.
Yeah, near Prentice, Mississippi. Man, he couldn't beg a run with a Mustang.
Mm.
No. And I mean the boy can drive good too. I mean when he takes like if it's a 403, you're looking at about a 401, 402, 403 reaction time.
Okay, yeah. I'll definitely, you know, hey, everybody, you know, I know somebody looking for a little streetcar, man.
This car here would be faster, probably, if it had the shock system on it, the suspension on it, you know, but he hasn't done any of that to it. But for $6,000, you know, as clean as this car is, in the roll cage, I mean, the roll cage, he had it inspected and everything. And all the seats and everything, factory seats and all back in it.
Hey, you don't mind me asking, what's the guy's name, the first name of the guy that owned it?
Patrick.
Okay, because I was about to say, I know somebody from Mississippi with a green one. Jason Gwinnett. But I'll check it if that was the same car. But, yeah, I'll definitely, what I'll do, like I said, I'm going to text you after the show, and then, you know, you just shoot me over, you know, the picture, and I'll definitely shoot it out there.
Well, I don't have any pictures of it. He's got it on some kind of website on his Facebook or something like that, you know. But he's big into the four-wheeler racing, you know.
Yeah,
and he just bought a mechanic shop and all that because he wants to he's got to hide some damn tax money. They killed him this last 2 or 3 years. I think he paid about $70,000 income tax.
Mm.
Yeah, so he done bought him a mechanic shop, so he's going to hide some of it, try to. And
I was an inspector.
Huh?
But yeah, it runs damn good for what you know for what it is.
No, you said the cage was inspected.
Huh?
Has the car been certified for a time?
Wait a minute, what now?
Has the car been certified? Still had a cage and has been certified for a time.
Oh yeah. It's been he's took it to. I forgot where he took it to, either Hattiesburg or somewhere, because, I mean, he had the roll cage and all that put in and everything, and, you know, they got to check the wells and all that, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's been certified.
Do you know what it was certified for?
The time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I think in it. And in Hattiesburg or something like that, you run any faster than 11, you got to have a roll cage, isn't it?
Yeah, but NHIA and IHIA, you got to have a certification on your car if you're going to race. Not everybody, but most of the people would get a certification.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him about that, but I'm sure the cage he's got or who put it in and all that stuff, you know, did the right stuff for it, because I mean this boy, like I said, he didn't lack no money spending when he was doing it.
Yeah, like I said, what's your name? Because I'm gonna text you after the show. I don't want to just be like, hey man, who's this? You know, what's your name?
This is Joey from Western Mississippi.
Okay, because yeah, I just locked your number in to my.
Okay, that's fine.
Call me after
the show. I'll be up.
All right, that'll work.
Like I said, it's well worth $6,000. I told him he was foolish for, you know, selling the car for $6,000. But he said he's firm on that.
All right. Well, like I said, after the show, I'm damn sure going to hit you up because if it's worth it, then I'll shoot it over to my boy Tony and see what he want to do.
Yeah. Where y'all at?
So we in Virginia and some of us in Maryland.
Really?
Yeah, some of us, you know, this is the show for the DMV area, but, you know, if he want, truthfully, if it's clean like he wanted.
Oh, it is,
I mean,
it is definitely clean. I mean,
right,
it's, like I said.
Oh, my God, will you get this motherfucker off of here?
Who? You need to get me off of here?
Easy.
Huh? Is he talking about me?
No, I don't think he's talking about you, man. What's going on, man? But, yeah, I'm going to hit you. I got your number locked in.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot you a text right over at the, you know, end of the show, and we gonna talk.
Sounds good. All right, y'all take care.
All right.
All right, appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
Somebody got fired.
All right, 804. 721-8042. Who we got, man? What's going on?
Jesus Christ, I thought I was at a Baptist church convention for a second. Damn.
Who is that, man? I got it. Who is that?
This is a guy that still is lacking his balls, a.k.a. courtesy of Mr. Shelton Gillis.
That's one of them. That one of them rich. Ain't one of them Richardson boys, is it?
All right, look, everybody. Look, I'm tired of walking around with all these nuts in my pocket.
Don't worry about it. We're gonna get them back.
Okay, well, come on, get them back because they're wearing my pants, and I keep buying new belts all the time.
They're like talking to somebody.
443-790-4046. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? Did you hit the one button by accident? 443-790. Yeah, I guess they must have hit the one button by accident. But yeah, so 721-8042. So basically, you telling me that you gonna have to go back and get your nuts from Mr. Running Back?
Yeah, man, it's gonna have to happen. As old folks would say, a bad storm is coming. bad storm is coming.
So you can't tell me I better take cover?
No, I don't want you to take cover. I want you to stand up and fight like a man.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Hey, look, I just got one request.
What's that?
JB, I'm going to tell you like I told Bad last year. We lost a race to him. We lost $1,000 to him. And I ate the best $1,000 hot dog of my damn life.
You want another hot dog?
I appreciate the hot dog. I just don't want that bitch to cost me $1,000.
Well, look, I ain't hard to get along with. You know, like I tell everybody, you know, if step to me, if I say $1,000 and you say you will, then we will. But if I say $1,000 and you say $5, then I'm going to say I will.
Sounds like a working man's plan.
Yeah, we got another working man on here. You got to watch him, though. You got to watch this type of working man. 804-914-7584.
JB, what's happening, boy?
What's going on, Gene Stevens?
I ain't doing much trying to get the car together so I can go down some of these boys' asses.
God damn, Gene. You ain't say go down on their asses, did you?
Oh, I'm going straight down on their ass.
I like his attitude.
Yeah, he ain't gonna hold nothing back. I tell you that. He ain't one to hold back.
Yeah. I wish I'd have had a car for your race last week. I got two of them, but I couldn't get neither one of them there.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, you came out and supported, so that was all good, man. We had a good guy during time, man. I'm gonna tell you, and like I told, because Jay and them were shocked. They were shocked. They were like, man, you got grudge racing going on in the rounds of the shootout. I said, man, these boys hungry. Because, I mean, I was just sitting there talking to John. Next thing you know, I got $1,200 sitting in my hand. I want Chad this round of the shootout. Or I want this person the round of the shootout. We ain't got to pick a card. I said, God damn, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was action in the shootout. So, I mean, you know, it was crazy, man. I mean, and these boys were going at it. I got to, you know, just like I said, I got to give credit. And I'm going to tell you, Pete said the same thing. And I got to say, Pete was right. That guy during Marvin Carter was driving that damn G-body like a Cadillac. I'm talking about when I seen him in it, he had a tilt wheel. He pushed the tilt wheel, dropped the tilt wheel down, scooted the seat, and was busting that ass. I said, dang. I said, I ain't never seen nobody with a tilt wheel. And, I mean, he was driving it, you know, like he was driving for a Sunday stroll in his streetcar. But that thing was moving. So, you know, it was a lot. And a lot of people came, you know, I got to give credit to especially people like Jimmy Riddle. That little blue Chevy 2, I think is Butt Butt. And, you know, some of them boys, I'm going to tell you, some of them cars now, you see them, and now you got a little, you know, they ain't just know anybody. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Jimmy Riddle laid a pass down earlier that day, and John looked at me, and he said, "That goddamn dude's riding." I said, "Yeah, she riding." So, I mean, you know, the shootout was good, man. And now, you know, I think I'm, you know, now they got me. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know. I was on the show, the Worldwide Grudge Inc. show on Monday. And, you know, I brought up the idea, and now the boys want to run with it. So the name has already been, you know, we already got the name. I came up with the name. We're going to do No Clock Small Block Nationals. And we're working out the actual categories, but we're going to probably do 2 to 3 categories, and now we're just looking for a track. So, you know, be looking for that.
Who is that trying to eat their phone?
I don't know. Is somebody washing dishes? Because if you're washing dishes, you know, you can leave, you know, put them away later.
No, I think they dropped the phone in the dishwasher.
Well, oh, anyway, who is this? 240-882-6207.
What's up, JB? What's up, fellas? This is Marco.
What's going on? Marco, man, this, I don't know if y'all know, but this guy right here is everywhere. I mean, and Marco, one thing I got to say about Marco, Marco like the race, and Marco support just about anybody. So what's going on, Mr. Marco?
Man, I'm just chilling, enjoying this good weather. This cold, congratulate you on your first event, and hopefully your next event I participate.
Oh, yeah, man, hell yeah. I want you out there, man, because, you know, I like I told somebody the other day, you know, it ain't all about those names that you got to be like, yeah, that's that dude, that's that. Man, I'm going to tell you, that shootout right there was a good start. And now, you know, like I told, you know, everybody on here, Monday I was on the show, and now the boys want to do a, you know, basically, I know how y'all ever been to Mooresville when they do the small block nationals for the class cars?
Mm-hmm.
They basically want to do a small block nationals, but for the grudge cars. So, you know, at first we were thinking, you know, but, man, we done got some buzz about it because, you know, some of the people, I'm going to be honest, some of the guys that run these 28 and 29 shootouts and they small block and they sitting up against these guys with those, you know, those plugs sitting down in there, they feel some kind of way that, like, you know, maybe they want to have their own little thing. So basically we're going to give it to them and see if it works. We're going to try it, you know, see how it goes.
Hey, JB.
What's going on?
I got a question for you.
All right, what's that?
All right. Like, me and my homeboy, we run a big tire, small block. And, you know,
hey, hold on. Somebody might have to mute that mic right quick because I can't really hear Mr. Richardson. So if you, you know, if you're on the road or something, at least give me, you know, mute the mic for a minute. Because all I can hear is background. All right, there you go.
This small block national you're talking about, is that specifically for 28s, 29s, 315s, or 275s?
Well, see, that's the thing. We working out all the classes that we're going to go with. See, it ain't going to be just me picking the rules. It's going to be, you know, me and everybody that, you know, I do my thing with, you know, my Grudge Inc. boys, we gonna sit down at the table because, I mean, everybody, you know, we're going to take all looks at it and see what's going to make for the best show. We're not going to just be like, well, shit, no, we can't put that in there. We're going to see what we can do because, I mean, everybody deserves to get a little piece of the pie. I mean, you know, we're going to see what we can do. But I know that a lot of people have been talking about it because my boy Petey, you know, out there in Philly and all these guys, they want, you know, they've been pushing for that small block, the small block shootout. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and push a little farther, see if I can get some press on it And now, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. The money's there. All I got to do is find a track. And I got to lock a date in. So I've been, you know, I've been looking and doing this and doing that. So, you know, and the thing I got to be, you know, I got to be mindful to, I just can't pick no track that I want it to be at because I got to think about the people that got to travel from here and there. So it's just now it's got to be where we going to do it because, you know, there's been a lot of people asking, well, damn, you know, I don't, you know, I ain't trying to drive way up there or I ain't trying to. So, I mean, it's, you know, you gotta be mindful of people that in the Midwest. You got to be mindful of people that are, you know, deep in the South. So right now, you know, it's in the air, but I give it about 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to have it all ready to go, and we're going to pick a track, and we're just going to see how it goes.
JB.
Yo.
I don't care if you pick a track on the moon, long as you don't do it in Tennessee.
Well, I hear you. Not far to Tennessee, running bell.
I don't want to go. Look, I ain't lost nothing in Tennessee.
You sound like me. When people talk about Africa, I ain't lost nothing there either, brother.
And JB, when you sit down at the table with your brain, don't forget about guys like me. I ain't got the biggest tiger in the world, but I ain't got the smallest one either. I'm somewhere in between.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. We all got to – that's the thing. We're not going to try to go half-cocked at it. We're going to take our chances, and we're going to see how everybody see. The thing we like to do is we got – you know, Grudge Inc. is basically in every area on the planet. And we going to pull all the people together because we even got a guy, man, I'm going to tell you right now. If y'all ever get on Facebook, check out Teo Russo. He's out there in California. And you know what, Running Bear, is the funniest thing because if you thought Hell Yeah was funny and, you know, he was, you know, long hair and just, you know, crazy looking and just that dude that you'd be like, this dude Grudge Race? Well, you got to meet Teo Russo because I'm telling you, this dude is one of them dudes you would never think Grudge Race. And, you know, he's funny as hell, too, because he'll call you out. He'll call you out real quick. Cause I listened to one of his shows the other day, and he called the guy out right on the show. Hey, you slow mother. I said, God darn, no boy. And the funniest thing, an hour later from the show, they said they were on the street. Because, you know, in California, them boys still get it. They get it done on the street.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, you know, it's everybody got a piece of the pie, and, you know, we just got to put everybody together because I can't, you know, somebody asked me, well, are you going to pick the rules yourself? I was like, man, I really can't because then, you know, because I got backers and stuff like that. They want to get everybody's input. So we're going to try to get everybody's input, and we're going to throw it together. And, you know, I got my vote. They got their vote. But in the end, majority going to win it, so. You know, that's how it's
going to
go, so.
Yeah, in order to have a good race like that, man, you need a track that's going to let you have 2 to 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We, man, you know what? And we ain't going to let no cat out the bag yet, but I was working, me and Mr. William Brown are working, that Labor Day race. We got a race that we're going to break. It'll be locked in within about a week or two. But I can tell you like this, Running Bell, oh, my goodness, Labor Day at BMP is going to be a good one. And I can tell you, he had an awesome one a couple weeks ago, and, you know, he always, that one is going, I'm going to tell you, that one going to get bigger and bigger every year. And it is.
Right.
And this one, this Labor Day is going to be about, just about the same because we working right now on a race. And I told William Brown, I don't care who you are. I will help basically anybody. It don't care if you white, black, Anglo-Saxon, Mexican. It don't matter. And, you know, he asked me, he said, man, you know, this and that. And I told him I might got somebody to sit like that person. And now we just got to put the two people actually together on the phone. And when that happened, because both sides have said they're going to lock in. But you know how that is. You put both sides, you got to put them on the phone. You got to get them right there to the point where it's like, let's go. Lock in what? You know, so I'm, you know, I can't wait till Labor Day. You know, you got Election Day. You got Seek, Conquer, and Destroy. You got so much stuff coming up that, I mean, you know, it's just like, great God, man. You know, every week you got something to do now.
Right.
JB, I got a question, man.
What's going on?
Somebody said, you said something, you mentioned Jimmy Riddle and Richard Harris a little earlier.
Yeah.
My question is, I took notice that Jimmy Riddle called out, what's the kid's name, New York son, is it Trayvon Harrell or something like that?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Is that race going down tomorrow night?
Well, I can, you know, I'm going to hit up Jimmy in a little bit, and I'll let you know. But, I mean, I know Jimmy don't mind. I mean, I think Trey, I don't know if Trey was looking to get maybe the back tie or something, but I think
I know that he said, I know Jimmy said that he was going to give Trey the back tire in the eighth, but I caught wind today that the story had actually changed to heads up.
Okay,
it's going to change again. Believe me. I ran Jimmy's good boy, and I heard that he wanted to run me, but they never come to me and tell me that they tell everybody else. But I'm just waiting for him and what'd you call the boy's name a little while ago?
White
Trey. Trey. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for one of them, you know, to ask me to run, because, see, I beat them last year in that Camaro they had.
Well, you know, your buddy with the black Mustang, he asked for Riddle last on Wim Brown's show. And he, I think you barking up a dead tree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the car is working good, and Jimmy is really tattooing motherfuckers at the light, but I don't know. I'm not impressed.
Who are you talking about? Me either, tell you the truth. You talking about the guy with the black Mustang, what is his name? Damn, I can't remember the boy's name, man.
Black Mustang.
You talking about the same boy that I beat the black Mustang?
So what now?
The same guy I beat with the black Mustang last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he told him he wanted the back tire. Jimmy told him he wanted the back tire from him in the eighth or some shit like that.
You talking about Richard Tillman with the black 95?
No, he talking about, hold on for a minute. I'm going to call this cat's name in a minute. You talking about Epcot?
Yeah.
Hank, okay. Epcot.
Yeah. You said he wanted the back tire from what's his name? Derek wanted the back tire.
No, Jimmy wanted the back tire.
Jimmy need more than that. Jimmy about to rethink that. But then again, Epcot ain't been down the track in 3 years. I mean, he made a hit at the track. He ain't did nothing on the track in 3 years. He ain't showed me nothing either. Even that night I ran him, you know, he ain't showed me nothing. And so, and he wants me again. He was supposed to run in my show, but he broke a valve spring, so he couldn't do nothing. Because I was going to run him or either Mike Saunders, but Mike hit the wall, so I ended up running top notch.
Is he gonna fix that car?
Yeah, he's
no,
fixing
he,
it now.
Yeah, he gonna fix it, but he basically putting a whole new front on it, which that's a smart way to do it. I mean, he done tore up a lot of good stuff on there, so I think he gonna go strut. He gonna start doing the whole front now.
Okay.
Yeah, because he messed it up pretty good.
Yeah, he put a right good lick on her ass.
Yeah, I just hit Jimmy up with a hold on, let me see who else getting up. 804-869-1541. Your mic is open, sir.
What's going on, Bob?
What's going on, Kenny Beecham? Mr. Headliner, what's going on?
Getting the headliner ready. The headliner will be ready next weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know Pete was on here earlier, and I think he was trying to set something up with Running Bear, and Running Bear, it sounds like Running Bear, you know, sooner or later might want to do something with the headliner, so.
Why is he picking on Running Bear?
I don't know. That's Pete.
Hey, Kenny, you know Pete like to pick on me. I told him I run the headline. It don't matter.
Well, don't let them talk trash to you.
I mean, you know, I can take a little trash talking. You know, Pete been doing that ever since I know him, so he don't bother me a whole lot.
Yeah, I ain't even been on the show. I come in the show. I got on about 9 o'clock. I've been working, and just see what was going on in the show. Yeah, I hope to get out and do a little testing. And Pete was talking about we might take the get the headline all together. Might take it to Styles and then race next weekend, and then we can go on somebody's ass up there, test it out.
That's
for tomorrow weekend. Yeah, Capital.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to if my car run right tomorrow.
Yeah, what all's going on up there tomorrow, Running Bear, up for late tonight?
I don't know. I think Joe's supposed to be running somebody. I don't know. I ain't heard too much about what's going on, but I know I got to test my car.
I know Joe is supposed to run Gene if he gets his car together. I do know Gene told me that. I don't know if it was up in the air if he can get his car together, but Joe and Gene are supposed to get together tomorrow night if Gene's car is finished.
Okay.
But I didn't know if anything else was going on up there.
I ain't heard too much, you know. But just had to wait and see and make something happen.
Yeah, I know y'all are damn sure go up there and do that. I'll tell you, the last month I sure have missed racing, I can tell you that. I've been able to save a little money, but I damn sure have missed it, I can tell you that.
I know that's right. Hey, JP.
What's going on?
Is there any were you heard anybody that put in the videos out for William Brown's race?
I don't know. See, I know Pro Stock and some other people were there, but see, I don't know if they did video of it or just did clips. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just basically clips to put on YouTube or, you know, on Facebook or something like that. I don't know if they did a full-blown race DVD. I think they might have just done clip or snippets of the races. So, you know.
And what kind of race is that Petey Smallbuck is trying to have?
Well, Petey is going to do, from what I saw, Petey's going to have a stock block race. He's going to have a small block race, and there's one more race too. I don't know the third category, but I gotta check out his flyer again. But and he also got some locked in grudge action at ACCO. So I know the Mistress and the Bad Storm are locked in. Like I think I just found out 5 on 25 or better. And Running Bear, just to let you and Mr. Richardson know, I'm talking to Jimmy Riddle right now, and he said I'm going to give him the back tire off the trailer, but he wants to test. So I told him to test his car, and he has the back tire when it's right.
Tell Jimmy, do not let the man test. Get him straight off the trailer. That's the only way he's going to beat him.
Well, like I said, I know this is exactly what's coming. And, you know, I like, you know, I don't, I told Jimmy, I said, man, I want to hear it straight from you. Because one thing I do, I respect Jimmy, and I want to hear, you know, and like he said it, he said, this is exactly, give him the back tire, but he wants to test. So I told him to test, but I'm not going to wait on him all night. So, you know, that's just straight out of his mouth. So I guess he going to let Trey make a pass or two, and then they going to do it. But he did say he going to give him the back tire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! I thought he was talking about the other boy.
No, he gonna give Trey. He gonna give Trey Harrell the back tie.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking about the other boy. I don't
know.
That's a good race.
Huh?
That probably be a good race.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna do something with Hancock. I mean, it's in the quarter too. They gonna do it in the quarter.
Aircut. No, he gonna give him the back tire. He gonna make that boy gonna make a test pad. He gonna give him the back tire. Real with checking before he get to 3:30. So you know that's all over.
Yeah, I'm talking with Jimmy right now. Jimmy said he's giving him the back tie to the big end. So. Who is this slide in here? 301-263-5944.
Shit, that's basically a heads up race.
Apollo.
Oh,
yep.
Lord. Gerald Apollo.
What's going on,
Jarrell Apollo? I'm going to be honest with you, Jarrell. Election day is around the corner. Okay, because I got somebody calling in right now because I know he probably wanted to talk to you. 301-848-4879. I think he speaks French.
Oui, oui. What's up, JB?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. My phone had died, man. I had to call back. I was on the joint early.
Yeah, so, yeah. Now, French, tell me the truth. Who do you like? Go ahead and, this is what I want to know. Who is the, Kenny Beecham can tell me, too. Who do they like in the Young Gun shootout?
Want me to be honest?
Go ahead and be as honest as you can possibly be.
Marty Brown going to win the whole thing.
All right,
they're going
for Marty Brown. Kenny
Beecham,
who you
like? Hey, JB.
Yeah.
I just talked to Marty Brown last night. He said he's not going to make it. But I like, if he ain't going to make it, I like Kenny Foster.
Yeah, there's a couple cars not going to make it, I found out.
Mm.
I like Kenny.
Okay. Hey, Kenny Beecham. Kenny, you still on? I guess he might have stepped off for a minute, but yeah, you know, it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one.
Now, you know what, JB? Let me backpedal. I can't single nobody out. I don't have no pick. I hope all of them do well. That's how I'm gonna do that. All of them do well.
I hear you,
I'm gonna back up like that. I'm gonna salute them like that. If they end, I wish all of them the best of luck. Whoever win.
Yeah, that's what's up. Cause I'm gonna tell you, I seen some spy photos of Jarrell, so I guess Jarrell about right. So that's good.
Pie to him. Hey, but JB, the world keeps spinning. The world keeps spinning.
Yeah. I was hoping to go out this weekend, but you know.
And look, I know Jeff Rogers is like one of your heroes. Now, do you like him in that race with the missile?
I can't pick him between that race. You already know that.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because if you like him against the missile, we might have to talk before that race.
No, I can't do nothing.
Oh, okay.
JV, you about quit with me talking, ain't you? I made you a believer, didn't I?
What was that?
From up Capitol.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
As long as you know now.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, JB, I don't know. That clears a lot down at that bottom.
People need to understand the break and that clear is a bitch. Because a clear can go from anywhere to, people just think it's a temp. I'm going to tell you what I know. No clear is a tenth to me. Now, to clear somebody, you really got to be, you know, the clear and the back tie is a bitch. But, you know, I think it's going to be a good.
I'm going to say this. If that's what HD giving Jeff Rogers, right?
No. Jeff giving him that. Yeah.
I'm gonna be go out on a limb. That's the dumbest thing he's ever said. Like, I'm gonna be smack honest with him. If he on the phone listening, I can bet him.
Yeah, Now I like Jeff because I mean Jeff run good. Don't get me wrong. And the race is to his, I guess, you know, it's for him because it's in the quarter. But at the same time, you know,
he ain't got no advantage though. What advantage do we got? It ain't home track. You know, I said, don't get it twisted. If people just now, that's Jeff Ross. No. HD been driving the Capital Four. Chris Klein been driving the Capital for a minute in HD car for a long time.
Hold on. I just got a text. Now, this text, hold on. All right, now I'm going to read this exactly like it was text. Now, this text comes from the Midwest. We want to bring a twin turbo car on 28th, looking for any car on the premises June 14th on the 28th. That's how I got that text.
Congratulations.
That's a scary text. Now, all I can tell y'all is this text comes out from Indiana, you know, that area, Indiana, Detroit, up there in that area, and now I'm going to tell you, this is basically any call 28's got action. So, you know,
Is he going to be here?
This car that I'm talking about said if anybody lock in on 28th, they making a trip.
Oh, there it is.
So I will definitely post that in a little bit, but it won't no step to it. Any car on a 28 got action if they're going to be at Election Day next week. Now, the one thing is, you know, and I can respect that, they're going to come if they get a locked-in race on a 28.
Yeah, that's a long trip.
Yeah, so, you know, if they get a locked-in race on a 28, you will see a twin-turbo Mustang at Capitol looking for that action.
That'll be a long-ass ride home if he lose.
Let me see who this is. 301. Oh, I know who this is. 301-523-2865.
What's up, JB?
What's going on?
And who is the guy? I mean, if he's trying to come and get a lock-in race, we need to know who he is. We can't get nobody to lock in with him if he's going to be a ghost car.
No, it ain't no ghost car. It's the Team SBO.
Not even that. He said anybody on 28, he ain't saying what he got. He have a tube chassis on 28.
Well, no, it's Team SVO. They said they will make the travel. They are twin turbo on a 28.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just going to backpedal and say, I don't know nobody. He got that by itself.
Well, no, Ricky Fox would be there. I talked with Ricky Fox today, and he said, as long as everything go fine tomorrow, he'll be there on 28th. I think he's going to be on 275s.
He ain't going to be in SBO.
Well, y'all don't know. What? So, I mean, what y'all think the man, what, Ricky scared? Is that what y'all saying?
I ain't saying that. I'm saying the man ain't dumb.
What you mean? Why he got to be dumb? Y'all kill me with this, man, when somebody, Team SVO can have to get down the track just like everybody else. They ain't never stepped foot at Capitol. And it's like y'all scaring them, at, like trying to scare people away, saying that Ricky ain't dumb. SVO must be dumb.
Well, David, read the text. He said he's not coming up here unless something is locked in, right?
Okay, well then. He got to do better than that. Ain't nobody just going to lock him in just because he said he's coming. He need to get to the track and then find him a race. I'm just letting them know that we're letting JB know that Ricky Fox is going to be there. So there is somebody that will run him. But, I mean, don't nobody, you know, just going to lock in over the phone like that. If he want to make the trip, we'll be glad to have him. I'm quite sure Ricky Fox will accommodate him. And we'll make that right for his Metro Area Grubs. We'll make the money right. But he don't have to, you know, slide in there if somebody lock him in. man, that's not played out. I mean, I understand the trip, but if you come into the place and you really want to race, you'll make a race. You ain't got to be locked in. That's all I got to say on that one. So he's more than welcome. The 28th, it ain't scaring nobody. He'll run Ricky on 275s. Same thing. So this JB, let him know that Ricky Fox will be there. We're going to have Jada Mack going to be there. Real Tree might be coming. We'll know after tonight. Make sure he ain't hurt nothing. So we're going to have some cars there. And he can just bring his 28 ass on and come and get some.
That sounds good. That sounds damn good. That's all day. That's the way it should be said. So yeah, I'm gonna relay the message and see what he say. That's all we can do.
Yeah. And he can hit me up on Facebook. I ain't mean to make y'all quiet on here, but I'm just saying. Now I got Peace of Gangsta calling me now. JB, you got Peace of Gangsta number?
Yeah, he just texted me.
He calls me now. He probably want to get on the line.
He on? He go right here. 610-656-2422. Your mic open. Stefano, Mr. Pizza Man, your mic is open.
There you go. I just unmuted. There you go, JB.
What's going on?
You hear me now?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? Hey, Bird, anything ever happened with that? Where's Wicked Bird?
Yeah, he on here. Wicked Bird right there.
What's up, Pizza Man?
Yo, did you ever get back to those boys?
Man, they playing that cat and mouse game. He didn't respond back. I'm going to find out tomorrow. Hey, JB, if you can get in touch with G-Man Dyson, he put on Facebook that he was looking for action, but he put the Dodge Avenger picture up. So I told him that Pizza Gangsta will run him, as long as he was one car operator. Found out he was. So now we're waiting on a hit back.
Okay.
Can you get in touch with him, JB?
You're right. I did see that post. So, yeah, I'll try to contact G-Man because I saw that post about him looking for that action. So let me I'll hit him up. Let's do it.
All right, so. There you go, Pizza. I ain't leaving you hanging. So
that's good, like I said, because it's going to be a little, you know, it's tight for me to get out of my schedule. Plus, like I said, I just got, I sent JB a little souvenir, what I've been through in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and,
that don't look good either, homeboy.
Yo, if you don't think you look good now, you should have seen it then. I'm happy with that. Trust me when I tell you. But, like I said, you know, I'm going to do everything I can. You know, like I said, we're going to try to make the 14th for you. You know, and like I said, you know, I like to have something locked in if possible. But again, with my schedule, and, you know, I just opened up another plate, so it's just real tight. And I didn't realize, you know, that's right around the corner. It's not this weekend; it's next weekend. So, like I said, but we're gonna, you know, if I get something locked in, then that makes me, you know, I'll work 24/7 to get it ready.
That sounds good.
All right, we appreciate it, Keisha.
No problem.
Got another line in here, 804-892-2510. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
This is Riddle. What's up?
Hey, I'm glad you called in, sir.
I want to clarify something real quick.
That's why I called you. What's going on?
All right, and you hear me? I offered him to back tire on that video because he was talking shit. Whether he was or not, that's beside the point. I told him I'd run him off the trailer Friday night late as night. He told me he had to test. I respect that. I'm going to let him test. I'm not going to go out there and sit all night and wait for him to test for a race. That's how I am. I'm ready to run. He tests his car, get it right, get back at me. He got the back tire to the core. It's as simple as that. Ain't no more talking shit. Ain't no need to do nothing else about it. That's how I look at it. I'm not going out there and sitting while he tests. He could have problems, and I'd have took my car out there for nothing. I'm ready to run, so let him test tomorrow night, get it right. I think that's more than fair. And we'll be at Colonial Beach on June the 20th.
Oh, my goodness. Lord, have mercy, Jimmy.
You know I'm not scared to run nobody. We wouldn't have come down there. So I can't stand that shit, and I don't like hearing nobody talk that shit. I'm trying to do the right thing by letting the man get his car tested. I think that's fair. I could go out there and sit all night and jump on him. I'm not going to do that. Let him test his car if that's what he said he wants to do. I'd like to run him off the trailer. He don't want to do that. That's fine. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
And I honestly think a big black car, bigger tire, wheelie bars, lighter, I'm giving him the back tire. He should run me off the trailer, honestly. But I'm not going to go there. So we'll let him test and get his shit together. That way ain't no excuse.
God damn it. Jimmy Riddle, straight out the press. Hey, that's why, hey, I'm glad I hit you up because that's how, you know, I just wanted you to get it straight out because, you know, it's best to hear from the person, the two people that's going to run. And I guess one side to say what they're going to say, but you got the car and you offering him the back tire. So if he want
to
take it.
Hey, man, and I don't like talking on the Internet. I told the man to call me. I like talking about this shit on the phone. I don't like doing that on the Internet. Call me. You got my number. That's just how I roll. That's how I am. That's how I've always been. That's how I'm always going to be.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask something. Are you coming to Capitol next week, too? You going to make that ride?
No. I'm going to wait till the 20th, man.
I understand.
I ain't
going
to make it to Capitol. And like I said, I'd go out there the latest night tomorrow for off the trailer. You know, I mean, that's 3 weeks in a row for me. That's tough with me working with the family. But I would make it out there for off the trailer. But he's got a test, so I respect that. I'm going to let him test.
Well, hey, that's all that. There you go. Hey, running back, you heard that?
Hey, Jimmy, can I get the back tire?
Shit, man, you're about to give me the break. No.
What you say?
I said, it's all good, man. I just don't like when shit gets twisted around on the Internet. That's why I don't like dealing with the Internet.
Yeah, I know that. But, my thing is, I mean, how long you got to test before you know your car right?
Well, hey, dude, you saw us test, Ronnie Bear, and we blow, and I'm liable to go out there and blow the tires off, run them off the trailer. I'm running on the radio. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking a gamble. It's all a gamble. I'm still testing my car, running people. That's how I look at it.
That's the only way to put it in action. That's what I said. Put it in action.
I'm still testing. I'll be testing all year for this bitch that's dialed in, correct? You know, but it is what it is. I'll take a chance. But it's all good. Hey, man, I respect he wants to test. That's why I left it alone. I'm not going to go out there and sit all night and wait around. That shit pissed me off.
I just
stay my ass at home and wait till he's ready. That's the best thing for everybody.
Right. You going to be up there tomorrow night?
I might come up there and watch. I ain't decided yet, but I ain't taking my car if I don't have a run off the trailer. And all I'm worried about right now is Trey.
Until I go to
Colonial Beach.
Right.
But I'm going to get off here, fellas, but I just wanted to clarify that. And like I said, I ain't talking shit on Trey because, like I said, I want him to test and I want him to do good. I want it to be a good race. So that's why I'm respecting him, and I'm going to let him test him all. I think that's fair. Hey, you know, whatever.
Well, you didn't clarify it, so that's all we need to hear. I mean, you know, so basically, if y'all listening, you know, Jimmy Riddle just basically said if it's off the trailer, and he will give Trey Harrell the back tie. But if, you know, I mean, you got to respect the man. The man said he ain't going to wait for a man to test all night, and I respect that. I mean, you know, if you got a locked-in race off the trailer, you'll give him the back tie. If not, you can go up there and, you know, kick it with your family and lay back and not have to take your car and spend your money. So
that's what I'm going to do, man. And like I said, I'd rather him have his shit 100% right before we run. You know, I think that's fair. I want a good race just like everybody else does.
Man, so, hey, June 20th, what's going on June 20th?
I don't know. We're going to ride up to Colonial Beach on Friday night and see what's up.
Oh, that's
I think the horsemen got a race at the 20th and 21st. I can't make the shootout on the 21st, but we're going to come up there Friday night.
Okay. Who is this coming in here? 410-969-5311. Your mic is open.
This is John Wayne.
Well, goddamn, I thought John Wayne was in the 70s and 80s now. Who is John Wayne?
Jeff Rogers.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
What's going on?
Ain't doing nothing, Jeff. What's going on with you?
Waiting until the 14th, I guess.
So from what I hear now, you a bad man. You gonna get a man the back tie and the clear to the bottom.
That's the only way you race. Well, if I got a race,
yeah,
I just like to race.
You a bad man, Jeff Rogers.
Yeah, but somebody else on there wants to bet, so tell them to come to my trailer come Saturday.
So, okay, yeah, there was somebody on here a little while ago, so all I got to do is tell him to come to the trailer, huh?
Yeah, come to the trailer, and he can get a bet.
Okay. God.
I like a gamble. It's a gamble. I mean, have you ever seen a grudge race, somebody win by one car or two cars? Hell no. Somebody wins or loses by a big margin. Somebody going to blow the tires off. Somebody going to get loose. Somebody going to... You go down the finish line. You don't see nobody winning by a car or two. And this ain't pro stock racing. This ain't neck and neck. Somebody wins big or somebody loses big.
Man, you right about that. You damn sure right about that.
Right. So, I mean, that back tire, you can do the math all you want. That back tire is nothing. It's 8 feet. My front tire is at his back tire. The nose of my car is 45 inches long. I'm up past his door jam. Your front end wins the race. Your tire stages the car. So you got about an 8-foot spot. If I can't beat him by a car, somebody's going to win by more than that. He's either going to beat me by a bunch or I'm going to beat him by a bunch. So all these people giving the back tire, they ain't giving nobody nothing. They give him 8 or 9 feet. See, listen to me. And I don't want to put all this out there, but them Pro Mod type cars, if my car goes 2 seconds flat from the 660, which is the 8th mile, to the 1/4 mile, the last 660 feet, it does it in 2 seconds. And you think a car is a tenth, you lost your mind. I'm going 660 feet in 2 seconds. So that's all them cars run about 2 seconds, 2.1 seconds back half. So ain't nobody going to win by a car. He's either going to beat me or I'm going to put about 10 cars on him. That's God. All there is to it.
Damn it. Oh, so what I'm guessing is you better be at Capitol next week is what I'm hearing.
Oh, they want to see some action. Come on down.
Good Lord. And then I hear another race is Tricky Ricky against the 3M watermelon truck.
Yeah, this was the off the trailer.
God damn, Robert. And look, now Jeff, I hear. Now you gonna have both? I hear there's another car in that Rogers case.
Well, I gotta call Carlos and Wicked Bird tomorrow. I'm supposed to have two more cars there, but the one car I ain't got the manifold back from the nitrous guy, so I don't know if I'm gonna make it that one.
Okay.
I was thinking about letting one of them boys run that Young Guns race with the Pro My car, but I think that's unfair, so I ain't gonna do that.
I hear you.
But no, the other car was supposed to be done for the Young Guns race. It's a small tire Mustang, but it ain't done, so I can't really talk about it. The motor's in it and all. I just ain't got the manifold.
Dang.
But I promise you, when it's done, all these small tire cars better not get on the internet. Better not get on this phone.
So anything, so basically... Now, are you saying anything on the 28 got problems in the DMV area?
Anything that sits roughly like I am. It ain't got to be exactly the same, you know what I mean? But problem is I can put 28s on mine or 31s, so whatever accommodates the guy wants to race. But I don't really want to talk about that right now because I ain't got it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to wait
until
you get it.
Well, it's there. It's all together. I just got to get the manifold on. I don't want to talk my shit and... You know, without the car being there. But I will tell you this, that goddamn old Jack's got his hands full.
Yeah. See, I mean, you know, people, hey, like you said, I mean, if anybody on here, now you heard it, if y'all are looking for a bet, y'all can come to the executioner trailer of Jeff Rogers, and he will take your bet. So if any of y'all, you know, that's basically like this. If anybody's feeling like he don't have a chance and y'all money is sitting with the missile, then y'all go ride, you know, take that little ride and bet that money.
There you go. Because it's a gamble, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It is a gamble.
Everybody's got a shot. I just like to race. I mean, I'm glad people getting back into this grudge racing. I'd rather grudge race, street race than anything.
Oh, man. Man, I was just telling, I don't know if you heard, I did a little shootout last weekend at Colonial Beach, and that little boy I think it's Michael, got that little blue deuce. That little thing, boy, I'm going to tell you, I've been hearing stories about that thing. With that thing ride, man.
There's a lot of nice cars out there. That's good. Everybody's getting back, you know, can do a lot of grudge racing now.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Grudge racing. I'm going to tell you, grudge racing, like I was on a big show Monday, and a man said, you know, truthfully, grudge racing is a sport. I was like, well, yeah, I guess you can look at it. Like, he said, yeah, it is. He's like, you got the hype before the race, and you got the sad faces after the race. I said, yeah, you're right. He said, it's a sport. So, but
yeah, but see, I'm the only thing about grudge racing is you got a 50-50 chance. You got two people racing, that's the end of it. I mean, it's like if you go play the lottery, you got what chance in, what, 10 million? You know, you bet on the horses, you got 8 or 9 horses you got to bet on. This way you got somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. There's only one way it can go.
And you're right, because that's why, there's no definite that class racing better than grudge racing or grudge racing better than class racing. But, you know, some people put it just like you said it. You can go out there in a class and you can make maybe seven. Say you got to make 5 to 6 passes for some money, or you got that chance in grudge racing, you got that 50-50 chance one pass to make that money.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Exactly. You ain't got to beat yourself up all day.
Wow. I can't wait till election day because I think that's going to be one of the biggest races. That race with you and the missile is going, that's going to be a big one. And, you know, like I said, I know plenty of everybody that I've talked to so far, Jeff, and I ain't, you know, I'm not one to sugarcoat anything. I don't lie and tell you what people want to hear. Everybody's saying that the missile is going to take it. So I know you probably sitting there like you liking it because, you know, you I guess in their eyes, you the underdog. But
yeah, I like to be the underdog. I mean, that's good. I mean, thing of it is, he don't run quarter mile a lot. So, that's my advantage. He don't go a quarter mile all the time. I mean, that's a long way to go, another quarter mile. Another 8th mile. And if you can get your tune-up right and all that shit, it's going to blow up.
So. Hey, JB.
Yo.
What's up? This is White Chocolate.
Oh, what's going on, White Chocolate? What's going on?
I ain't doing nothing. Hey, is Running Bear still on here?
Yes, he still is on here.
Hey, Running Bear, got a quick question.
What's that?
When we went down to Colonial Beach last week, was that Trey calling us out, or was that somebody else on the talk show?
It was probably Trey.
It was Trey?
Yeah. White Chocolate, from what I'm hearing, some boys, because somebody tried to say it was one of the boys from Maryland, and I talked to the boy that they tried to say who it was from Maryland, and he said it wasn't him, so I'm guessing, people telling me it was Trey, so.
Because Trey act like he don't even get on the talk show.
Well, no, I don't think it happened on the talk show. I heard that it happened at Colonial Beach when we were there. That somebody said that they would run Jimmy or something like that. That's what I thought that we were talking about. I didn't. Now, you talking about on the talk show today or last week?
No, last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can go back and listen to the show, but I don't remember anybody asking to run Jimmy last week. But I know somebody did say that Trey and Jimmy supposed to do something, and I guess Trey was supposed to get the back tie, and you know. And like Jimmy said, he spoke it just like it's supposed to come out. He said he's giving him the back tie, but he ain't going to wait all night. And that's how, I mean, you just, you know, if you're giving a man something, then you expect, you know, him to, you know, at least even up and say, hey, we'll do it, they got to see both ways. So, I mean, it don't look like that's going to happen tomorrow, but, hey, the race has been put out there. All he can do is take it.
That's right.
So, but I don't know. Now, as far as calling Jimmy out, I don't know if anybody called him out because I can go back and listen to the last week's show, but I didn't remember anybody calling Jimmy out. I know the boys, I think something was being talked about the Blue Deuce and Jimmy, but I don't think they said anything like, you know, they, you know, it won't go be like, oh, we want him bad, we want him. They just said that they thought that there would be a good race to run back, basically.
Between the Jimmy and that Blue Deuce, that would be a good race.
Yeah, and see, I talk straight. See, the thing is, people got to understand, I talk straight to the man that owned the car. And, you know, Butt and his dad said, they don't get into all the, you know, the this and that. He said straight up, he said, man, that orange and black deuce are Jimmy's, and their car would be a good goddamn race to run back. He said he know he got Jimmy because Jimmy, you know, knocked Ty off, and that's just, you know, that's grudge racing. But the thing is, he said he would, you know, he ain't scared to not run it back for some money and do it, and, you know, just do it. But it ain't going to be nothing to the point where it's like, oh, fuck that mother. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be all that. He just wanted to do it. He said he'd run it back for just to do it, you know, because right now he's up one. He said he'll give him a chance to go at it again. And that's how grudge racing is supposed to be. It ain't supposed to be, you know, all the bickering and, no, nah, he said this. And I talked to Butt straight up, and that's what he told me, so.
And he's right. That's what it's all about.
So I know he had said something about June 20th, and, I mean, you know, I did hear that they were trying to go down there for the horseman's race on June 20th. I don't know if they were going to be there that Saturday. And, you know, it don't seem like Jimmy going to be there either. So, I mean, you know, they'll work something out. Something will happen. But like
no,
I told
we'll
you.
We won't be there Saturday, but we'll
y'all be there
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think it's going to be, man, I'm going to tell you, I think that's going to be them two. And John, I'll tell you, John still calling me to this day because he liked that car y'all got, and he likes Butt car. Because he said, you know, you look at him, you're not thinking, oh, this car flat. And he was shocked as shit when he saw both of them cars go down that track. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a good race. And that race right there, you know, it's the two cars sit alike. So, hey, that's, I want to see it myself. So I might have to get down there Friday the 20th if that one go down. So,
hey, JB.
Yo.
But tell me this. We made one test hit and sit for 7 hours. Tell me that ain't fucking up.
Huh?
We made one test hit and we made a test hit at 2 o'clock and we sat for 7 hours. Tell me that didn't fuck the Maryland boys up.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. And when Jimmy came over and told me, he said, hey, JB, I am, you know, is it all right if I don't make the shakedowns? I said, hey, what, that's for a person to, you know, take the shakedown or not. So if he ain't going to run a shakedown, I ain't going to be the type, oh, yeah, you got to make a shakedown. That's actually saying, hey, I got my car dialed in, I'm ready to go. I don't need no other shakedown, I'm ready for the shootout. So, yeah, it fucked the boys up because in the first round, that bitch was getting busy. I'm going to tell you what I know. Because I'm going to call it the Deuces Wild Shuffle. That's what that bitch doing. She dropped that right, you know, it's almost like a girl. She dropped, you know, that right ass cheek drop, and she go.
That's it.
But,
right.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, it's, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know if anybody called him out last week. I can go back and listen, but I know somebody did say that Trey wanted to do something with Jimmy or something. So, you know, it seemed like I said, Jimmy already cleared it up. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen off the trailer. And so, I mean, that's up to him, you know. If he's going to take it, he's going to take it. But it don't look like it's going to happen tomorrow. So.
Well, that's the only reason why I called Jimmy over there, because when we was over there in that little circle, we were told that Trey was on some talk show calling us out. And just like Jimmy said, if we give him the back tire, he's a big block. We're 393 cubic inches on one gun. He cannot run the rest of the year with full exhaust on a 275 if we beat him.
Hey.
Right off the trailer. Through the back door.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, off the trailer, a lot of people won't do it. But I'm going to tell you, true grudge race, I will say true, because, you know, you can be a grudge racer and not do it. But when you can go off the trailer You got a set of nuts. I'm going to tell you, you got some nuts. You got a big set of, you got nuts to say, God damn it, I'm going to take this chance. And especially some people that have never even been to a track. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, if you go to another track and you ain't never been to it and you say, fuck it, let's go off the trailer, and you at that other person home track, you a bad motherfucker. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Never would be on Saturday. We never
been there. That's what y'all did. I respect y'all. I'm gonna tell you that little dude. She respected. So, you know, I might, you know, now that I know I was gonna come up there, I might still come up there tomorrow. You know, me and old lady was supposed to go do something, but if that fall through, I'm probably gonna be at lady tonight tomorrow just to come up and hang out. You know, plus Ryan said he might make a pass in his car. I might come check old Ryan out, but.
Well, I can tell you that race tomorrow is not going to happen because he still hasn't called.
Okay, well, you know,
he's testing, so respect it. You know, I'll let him do what he got to do.
Well, I'm going to put it on the page the way it came. See, the thing is you get stuff twisted, and people say, this person's scared. So now that I know the exact story, I'm damn sure going to put it out there. So, hey, if he want to do it, he got time. It's still, you know, it's 10 o'clock on Thursday, so he still got time to get that, you know, locked in. But if he don't, then it just won't happen. So,
I mean, if he calls by 4 o'clock tomorrow, it can happen. But I'm not going to go out there and sit all goddamn night and knowing Jimmy's got to work Saturday.
Yeah, that ain't no good.
But it will happen. Sooner or later, we will meet up.
Well, guys, I'm getting a little blog talk chick howling in my ear telling me that we have stopped recording as of now. But next week, it's going to be a full house because I think the 3M guys are getting on and a couple other people that are coming down to Capitol next week. And it's looking like, you know, a big one. So it's going to be some... It's going to be some people calling in looking for that action next week. And, you know, you got Jeff Rogers. I'm going to tell you, one of the headline races, I think it is. I don't know if you heard about it, but Jeff Rogers is giving the back tire in the clear to the missile through the top end. I'm going to tell you, that right there is going to be something to remember in 2014 for the Grudge World. So, I mean, y'all tune in next week. You know, I know Sterling, he talking about he still wants some honeycomb ice cream. I don't know if he's going to get that, but he might get a lot of execution. So, but either way, it's going to be a good show next weekend. But I'll see y'all guys next week, and, you know, hope y'all have a good weekend, man.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, take it easy.
Go.